Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the Arizona Cardinals, and so I know the social media world. Derek does a great job of keeping me in the loop of that. And so, you know, what I would say is social media, don't take that too far.
That is Bills GM Brandon Bean soaking the Hopkins trade idea in ice cold water. It's like a ice cold tub we just got dunked in by Bean. Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna hear that. I'll take it to heart because, of course, you know, social media. What is he really telling you here? He's not gonna tell you he's in or out on DeAndre Hopkins publicly. That's not something you should do. Simply because, like you said, he's the property. That's the key thing. He's on another team right now, and like that. That's it. That's all I'm gonna tell you. And then, you know, the rest of it. Yeah, sure. Like, we've been going bananas, you know, Hopkins, Buffalo Soldier, all this stuff. When was that, last Thursday even? Wednesday that all started. We've spent a few days sort of immersed in it. The Bills wanting to add to their wide receiver room has been a hotly debated subject on this show. By the way, glad to have you today. I'm the Bulldog. Mike Schoep has the day off, so there won't be any debating hotly of the wide receiver subject, at least between Mike and myself, because he's not here today. But I think I opened up today saying I am feeling a little fatigued by it. I, you know, whatever day that was, Wednesday or Thursday, that the tweet, it was an Instagram post that found its way to Twitter, as far as I know, through our Sal Capaccio. And Hopkins watch began, and a lot of us were just sort of refresh, waiting, hoping, right? Ooh, the Bills are said to be the front runner. Ooh, right? We're waiting. Into the weekend, nothing still. Here it is Monday afternoon, nothing still. And so I feel a little worn out by the subject, honestly, and I bet a lot of you are too. But that doesn't mean to me that the merits of talking about it and the merits of it being a good idea or a bad idea have really changed at all. I think he's still someone I would expect the Arizona Cardinals would like to divest themselves of. And I've been making the case all week last week and even before that I think the Bills still do need it. It's become more of a conversation with the moves that they made in the last week within free agency, right? I mean, they added a couple of receivers to the room, Sherfield and Hardy. They have Shakir from last year's draft. So just how much of a need is there? I still think there is one. And I've been like hoping that the Bills being involved, if indeed they are, I choose to believe the reporting I've seen about it, that they have been involved in it. And I take that as a sign that they would not only like to add Hopkins to their team. I don't think that means they just move on to the next best free agent or trade idea in the league. It could. It could also, if they don't land DeAndre Hopkins, pivot them to receiver being something they more prominently end up seeking in the draft. I think either way, I think I'm looking at a team that I believe has needed another piece there. I don't need it to be DeAndre Hopkins. I would But, you know, before we heard about the Bills being interested in DeAndre Hopkins, I was all for them using a premium draft pick, the 27th pick or maybe their second round pick, on an additional receiver for this offense. I still think that that need is there. And if you trust that the Bills have been interested in Hopkins, that's an indication that they share that view. So I'm still hopeful. Hopkins has not been moved yet. What I didn't hear from Brandon Bean there is that we are not trading for a receiver, or we are not trading for DeAndre Hopkins. It's just merely, you know, telling you what you all know, which is social media is social media. He's on the Arizona Cardinals. That's it. Those are, well, social media is social media is an opinion, but it's pretty close to, well, I agree with it. I mean, it can be pretty outrageous, and leaps can be taken, and, you know, it can be confusing. The idea that he's on the Cardinals is a fact, so there's really no disputing it. But I'm hopeful the Bills, excuse me, are able to find a way to pry him out of Arizona. The reporting that I've been seeing pretty consistently, and I think it's just interesting, Zach, like we often on this show like to try to like crack codes, like who is telling Ian Rappaport or, you know, whoever. I shouldn't have said his name. I should just said the big guy NFL reporter, because I'm not sure who today I'm seeing most of the reporting about Hopkins, and the specific point being made that I'm seeing today in more than one place is that they have continued to seek at least a second round pick and a player back in a trade, and that no one is interested in making that trade. And that's not surprising. I'm not real interested in the Bills making that trade, to be honest with you, because that price seems outrageous for a player of Hopkins' age, considering the contract that he has attached to him still, and what would probably be a lucrative contract extension being reworked for the acquiring team, in this case the Bills. I think that's way too much to be asking for in a league that just saw Brandon Cooks get traded for fifth and sixth round picks last week. So I would understand the Bills or anything balking at that price. I'd like Hopkins on the Bills, but I don't want to pay that price. So here we are. I still think the team with the player looking to move him will be motivated to try to make that happen. And I'm all right with being sort of waiting it out. You know, if it means you miss out on him and somebody pays some exorbitant price for him, I won't feel burned. If someone else trades for Hopkins for like a fourth round pick and a, like a your name here, just a guy type player, then, you know, I might feel a little bit differently. How are you doing on the Hopkins watch, Zach? Are you fatigued? Are you worn out? Are you tired of it already?
Well, I'm choosing to ignore what Brandon Bean said there. I'm just like, that didn't happen. He didn't say that. We're still, you know, full steam ahead. I think the reason why I'm still there is just I don't love this wide receiver class for the 2023 draft. I don't love it. I'm getting more to the idea of I'd actually like the Bills to trade back from 27 and maybe even get a guy like a Josh Downs out of North Carolina. And for me especially, with Hopkins, number one, the price has to come down. If it still is a second-round pick and a player, I honestly just don't know any team in the NFL that's going to be willing to pay that. Even the teams that are in these win now modes or this is our window now, I think the Bills absolutely find themselves in that. I think Kansas City finds themselves in it. But that is a very, very steep price to pay. I'm not exhausted by it yet, but if we go through like another week of the price is still a second round pick and a player, or like a second and a third round pick, then I'm going to get tired, because then to me it'll just feel like I don't think Arizona actually wants to trade them, but they're just not squashing the rumors yet. And then I'll start thinking, like, maybe this is all from the Hopkins camp. But, of course, not knowing really at all. But right now I'm just like, I'm waiting for Arizona to bring that price down. Like, that's really what I'm waiting for.
What is the highest draft pick you'd be willing to part with in a Hopkins trade? And I do recognize this can be tricky. You're going to put your name on this, and then the Bills make the trade, and you're like, well, I didn't want to give up a third. And then you're like sort of stuck. I feel like third is the highest I would go. I think simply because the second appears to be the asking price right now, and nobody wants to pay it, so don't be the one who pays it, right? I do not want the Bills to be the team, as badly as I'd like to see this player on the Bills. I don't want them to be the team that caves to that, because I think that's an absurd asking price. Again, considering the age, the contract, all of it, it just doesn't really add up. So, but I would say if it were a third, not ideal, but okay, like I've got DeAndre Hopkins on the Bills, and whatever I was going to draft in the third round, I guess I'll just have to live without.
Well, and that's my thing too, is like, and a lot of it goes to, you know, how do you value that pick? Like, I'm with you. Third round pick is probably the highest I'd go. But then, like, I saw, you know, a few tweets over the weekend. It was kind of like, well, would you be willing to trade Devin Singletary for DeAndre Hopkins being a third round pick himself? And it's like, to me, that kind of, in a way, makes it better. Like, I'd absolutely be able to stomach a third round pick. Second, I'm with you. It's too rich for my blood. I'm not able to do it. But to me, the big key here, and why I'm just, every day it feels like it's the right day for Arizona to drop the asking price, it's the contract. Like, Arizona to me is going to have to eat some of that salary, or else there's just no real contending teams who are going to be willing to swing big and go after a guy like Hopkins are going to be able to eat that contract. They're just not going to be able to. A lot of us joke that the salary cap's not real, but that's to a certain extent. You can push money down the road, but eventually the road stops and you have to start paying.
It gets real eventually,
yeah. Right. New Orleans has been living that reality for like the last 2 years where they're just like, yeah, if we like make one more contract, all guaranteed money right off the bat, we're going to collapse into the earth. So like that's where like I'm at. It's just like I'm just waiting for Arizona to kind of – and I'm going to be mean here for a second, but I'm just kind of waiting for Arizona to come back down to reality here and realize age is an issue. The contract is an issue. And your asking price is just far too much. Until we get there, I'm going to start getting annoyed. I'm not there yet, I don't think.
Okay. And just for clarification's sake, I'm assuming this to be the case. You know Devin Singletary is no longer on the Bills.
You're really comparing
a third-round pick. That's what Singletary was. So that's that putting like a name a player fans are familiar with on the value of that third-round pick, or what could be the perceived value of that third-round pick. So we're aware that – so don't email or tweet at Zach or myself. We know Devin Singletary signed with the Houston Texans last week. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. All right, good. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to join us. We are of the expectation that Sal will be available for us in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so. He's wrapping up all of his interviewing duties at these owner meetings in Arizona. So he will be available at the scheduled time. So we'll go over all this. The Bills made a signing today, too, or at least are reported to have made a signing in addition to their safety depth. We'll talk about that when we get back, and of course with Sal, as I said, in about 20 minutes when he joins us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Schoep has the day off today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.